brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. We're now into the second hour. We're going to simulcast the second, third, and fourth hour live at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to say hi to all the great radio listeners out there. Well, for the full hour, Lies the Government Told You, Myth, Power, and Deception in American History, best-selling author Judge Andrew P. Napolitano, forward by Ron Paul. It's hardcover, a thick book, but a great quick read on a host of key issues. He really tells it like it is. He is the most hardcore constitutionalist who never wavers, who is on mainstream television in the United States. He's the best, better than Lou Dobbs. Better than anybody out there, and we like Lou Dobbs here. We wish he was back on television. And so we're honored to have him with us to talk about the government takeover of health care, this other draconian legislation introduced by McCain to arrest U.S. citizens and, quote, interrogate them under military control. We're going to go over that. We're going to get into stories out of New Jersey, his home state. Cops in New Jersey town given keys to homes as part of your safety. We have all these Brinks commercials running where it shows a thug busting into a woman's house and she calls 911. How about she shoots him? So we'll talk about the fight between freedom and liberty and the collectivists and the tyrants that are trying to take over our society. And Rush Limbaugh is talking about Obama might try to suspend elections. I mean, they're going to lose, so the only way they could try to get away with this is to suspend elections. They're trying to demonize the Tea Parties, the Patriots. No doubt they're staging many of these brick-through-the-window events. Democrats have been caught doing this before. There is a lot of anger out there. Violence is not the answer. Judge Napolitano, great to have you here with us.
Alex, it's a pleasure. What a fabulous intro, man. I'm riveted listening to you.
Well, we're riveted having you here. Okay, I could bring up a lot of subjects, but what's important to you right now? What's number one on your front burner?
The loss of freedom at the hands of the government, which happens with every tick of the clock. I kiddingly say in the beginning of that book, which you were very kind to mention, Alex, that when I told friends I was writing a book about the government and lies and that it was 4,000 pages long, everybody laughed and said, were you able to get all the lies in the 4,000 pages? Of course, the publisher made me stop at 300 pages, but it shows you the perception that the public has is that the government does lie to us, has been lying to us, and we accept these lies and are willing to laugh about it, even though every one of those lies I talk about in the book, and even many that you just mentioned in the introduction, destroys our liberty, destroys our freedom by inducing us to make political decisions on erroneous information that the government claims is true. And when we give up this liberty and lose this property, we don't get it back.
Absolutely. When we come back, I want to get into the health care bill. I want to talk about what's next for these guys, the blanket amnesty, the national worker ID for citizens that illegals are exempt from. I've read the bill. It's the same thing in this bill, the health care bill. It talks about how we have to have an electronic medical ID card, but it says illegals are, again, exempt from that.
No surprise that they would do something like that in order, A, to control us, B, to know where we are and what we're doing, and C, to create a permanent underclass fully dependent upon them. The next thing you know is that they'll allow those folks to vote, and you know which way they'll vote, in favor of the party or the group or the candidate that gives them as big a piece of the pie to which we contribute at the point of a gun.
Judge Andrew Napolitano, the new book, Lies the Government Told You, in hardcover, hitting bookstores everywhere. Get it at Amazon.com. We'll tell you about Judge Napolitano's websites as well. We're about to go to break. Long segment coming up, and we will go through the health care bill. We will talk about the Republican Party. Is there any avenue there to try to repeal all this? We'll talk about the constitutionality with our constitutional law expert, Judge Napolitano. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget, we also have Jesse Ventura's new book at Infowars.com. You can get it there. American Conspiracies, already number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list. We'll be right back.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're back for the rest of the hour. Judge Andrew Napolitano is our guest. The new book, Lies the Government Told You, Myth, Power, and Deception in American History. Judge, I get up here every day and rant and rave and actually cover the laws, the subsections, the bills. I give people chapter and verse, and still some call in and say, are you really telling the truth? Here's page 65 of the signed bill, and it's in section BI, eligibility for health plan, and this is the actual section of the bill, and it says, may allow for the use of a machine-readable identification card. And they have another bill where they make citizens have a national ID card to have a job, but the illegals are exempt. And you have a, 8% approval rating for Reid, 10% for Pelosi, 11% for Congress. They know that 80% of the public is against this health care takeover. We know the insurance companies wrote it. It's actually a scam. The establishment knows what they're doing is unconstitutional and lawless. But they're going ahead with it, and that's why Rush Limbaugh, and I agree with him, I'm glad he's really coming out now and telling it like it is,
right,
said that they may suspend elections because he says there's no way they can win and that it appears they're putting in a police state control grid. But as you know, this was all set up in the last 20, 30 years in this nation. It's bipartisan. Judge Napolitano, what is the state of our union?
Well, the state of our union is that it is a bipartisan movement toward a police state. I mean, we don't have two parties in this country, Alex, even though most people think we do. Your listeners know that we have one party, the big government party. There's a Republican wing that likes war and deficits and assaults our civil liberties. There's a Democratic wing that likes welfare and taxes and assaults our commercial liberties. But they basically will feed each other because they're not interested in freedom. They don't believe in fidelity to the Constitution. They're just interested in power. I mean, on my radio show last month, I asked the number three ranking Democrat in the House of Representatives, Congressman Jim Clyburn, Congressman, where in the Constitution is the government authorized to regulate health care? And he said to me, Judge, most of what we do down here, referring to Washington, is not authorized by the Constitution. Where in the Constitution is it prohibited that we regulate health care? The very fact that he would ask that question shows a tremendous 180-degree misunderstanding of the federal government. The Congress is not a general legislature. It doesn't exist in order to right every wrong. It exists only to exercise power in 17 unique, discrete, specific, well-defined, set-out areas in a piece of paper called the Constitution, to which he took an oath to uphold. At least he was candid enough to acknowledge they're not upholding it. But what is to become of us, Alex, if the government decides the extent of its own powers, if the government freely admits it violates its oath to uphold the Constitution, and if whenever financial or civil liberties are involved, both sides of the government, Republican and Democrat, agree. The president signs a new Patriot Act, and he signs it in under cover of darkness because he's afraid those to whom he promised he wouldn't do so might see a picture of him doing it. The president, when he was a senator, blasted George W. Bush for conducting an illegal war. He's killed as many people as Bush ever did and is sending drones to Pakistan in more so in 1 year than Bush did in eight. There is very little change that comes about via elections in this country unless and until people.
Well, there is very little change, Judge. And once they start violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution, the sky is the limit, as you know, as a constitutional law scholar and as a judge. But the general public is just now beginning to discover this. What about last week when they were still trying to just deem and pass this whole thing without even having the House vote on it? I mean, at least we forced them to back off of that, but that gives us a window into their lawless mindset.
Exactly. It shows us that they would cause to become law not only that which they haven't read, and we know they haven't read it because they made promises that their scriveners found out last night aren't in there, but that they haven't even voted on. At least we shamed them into voting on it. At least we know that Bart Stupak is no more pro-life than Barack Obama. At least we know where people truly stand on all of this, because the uproar from people all across the political spectrum forced them to vote. How odd and quaint, Alex, that our representatives should actually vote on something, and that we should be able to know how they voted. You know, when the extension of the Patriot Act was enacted in the Senate, it was done by a voice vote, so that no senator was recorded as to how he or she voted on it. And when they changed the definition of the word financial institution to mean a doctor's office, a lawyer's office, the post office, a computer server, anything under the sun, which would let them serve a self-written search warrant on it, that vote was taken by voice vote, so there's no record of how anybody voted on it. At least this time we have a record, so when we want to vote the bums out, we know who the bums are.
And on top of that, we have bills in the last decade introduced to make them read the Bills Act, and they fight that tooth and nail.
You know that Ron Paul introduces every year two simple four-line bills. Every member of Congress shall certify under oath that he or she has read a bill before voting for or against it. And every bill, this is the second one, that is introduced must cite in the Constitution the authority for the bill. Neither of those proposals, as simple, basic, and rational as could be, a junior in high school social studies could understand them. Neither of those has seen the light of day. Neither of them ever makes it to a committee for hearing. But there may be some hope, because you could have said the same thing about his proposal to audit the Fed 10 years ago. Now it has passed the House of Representatives. What will happen in the Senate? I don't know. But his persistence has caused the American public to be aware of these things and caused the public to pressure power-hungry members of Congress occasionally to do the right thing.
Judge Andrew Napolitano, as a constitutional expert, as a former judge, reading over the bill and over the subsections, there's so many things that are unconstitutional. And then there's also deception. Even the AP admits this doesn't protect people with self already existing conditions,
well,
with children.
That is the one that Mrs. Pelosi and company are stumbling over this morning, Alex, because they promised Democrats, and the Democrats promised their constituents, that children with pre-existing conditions would be covered immediately. Now, put aside the fact that the federal government has no authority whatsoever. Take it to the bank. No authority whatsoever to regulate health care and to tell insurance carriers who they may insure.
But even if you're for socialism, this is another ripoff, just like communism under the Soviets was a ripoff, or socialism in England's a ripoff. Anytime they get a big pool of money, they're going to steal most of it. They're not going to give it.
Of course, because sooner or later you run out of other people's money. But in this particular case, they lied to their own people. The socialist monstrosity that they passed didn't even have in it the clauses that they used to sell it on the American people. One of which is this: your children will be taken care of from the minute the president signs it. Baloney. They didn't even read what they wrote. They didn't even write what they wrote. They just took passages and put it together. By the way, did you hear who praised the president's signing of this legislation just about 15 minutes before I was happy to come on your air?
Let me guess, Fidel Castro.
Fidel Castro praised Obamacare. That's an endorsement, if ever there was one.
Well, the state is God under the New World Order system. Let's get into the unconstitutionality of this and how you would attack it. I don't think attorney generals suing or joining their suit is enough. We need to have states nullify under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, and to not just roll this back, but you're not going to take our highway funds. You're not going to take our education funds. I mean, I think this is a wake-up call for people to really start reversing the fact that for 100-plus years, the federal government has been expanding its authority into areas that are completely illegal.
Well, you know, it's one thing, Alex, for a state legislature and a governor to sign a piece of paper saying we stand on our 10th Amendment and we are a sovereign state. It would be quite another for a state legislature to enact legislation that did the following: prohibit state employees from enforcing federal law, indict federal officials who come into the state with the intention of enforcing federal law that conflicts with state law, impose a real estate tax on federal property within the state. Now, I know that that has been unlawful for the past 200 years, but suffice it to say, we have a different Supreme Court now that might look at this differently. Drag before county and state grand juries federal officers who insist on enforcing federal law that is unconstitutional within the states. The states really have to stand up for their sovereignty. They have to do more than say we are a sovereign state. There has to be to their proclamation of sovereignty. Now, I would like to see the popular election of senators done away with. I would like to see state legislatures send members of the Senate to the Senate, because then they wouldn't be stealing power from the states, or those senators would soon be out of their jobs. The federal government didn't begin to grow to gargantuan proportions until the progressive era, with the popular election of senators who were able to pander to the collectivist impulses of the masses and deliver as big a piece of pie as they could and create the permanent underclass that relied on them for support and returned it with votes.
Very well said. Let's come back and talk about constitutional ways to apply what you just discussed, because
right,
if we do get the grand juries to start investigations and call for indictments, if we do get the states to pass laws saying our employees will not comply with this. That's all completely constitutional. And other ideas, other solutions, because there's a lot of people listening right now. Folks are paying attention to these issues right now. Folks are angry. Now is the time to take what Judge Napolitano is saying, and I totally agree with him, and to put it into force. Now is the time. The Democrats have said they think you're going to forget about this and they can slowly implement it, and that's how they're going to domesticate us. We say no.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
My friends, if you've studied history and other empires, nations, republics, corruption grows slowly, like an infection, and then it blooms, and the nation falls. And the elites that have become wealthy and powerful will use a police state to try to maintain control of the population that they've robbed. And we've seen a premeditated development of this police state in their internal documents to suppress the American people. It's the same thing worldwide. And now you have these elites going offshore, forming a global government, openly saying a bank of the world that you will pay all your carbon taxes to. We're going to talk about that in the next segment with Judge Andrew Napolitano, author, best-selling author of multiple books. His new book is out. We'll tell you about the book and get into it before he leaves us. But getting back into solutions on this Obamacare, Judge,
right?
Am I right in saying that this is pretty much the make-it-or-break-it issue? If we give in to this and if we can't defeat this, then the sky's the limit for these tyrants.
It is. And Vice President Biden admitted as much yesterday when he said if we hadn't have passed this, we would have been toothless. And now that we've passed this, we have a lot else that we need to do. First of all, we know that the next 8 months is going to be a rush to legislation because they know, they're not stupid, they know that they will never have the majorities in the Congress after November, if there is a November election, that they have now. So they're going to try and regulate as much as they can in the next 8 months. But think about how insidious this is. The Supreme Court has ruled countless times that the most private conversation you have, the one most utterly immune from governmental intrusion, is with your physician. More so than with your spouse, it's with your physician. This legislation purports with the stroke of a pen to do away with generations of that protection by putting a federal bureaucrat between you and your physician and permitting the bureaucrat to dictate to the physician what services are available to you and how much money is available for those services.
And it says they can share it with any federal agency they want.
And it says that those decisions by the bureaucrat are not appealable. Everything under the sun that the government does, except the Supreme Court, because that's the last appeal, is appealable. But this legislation says it's not appealable. So they violate your right to privacy. They violate your right to talk to your physician without the government there. They violate your right to the privacy of your medical records. They decide how much money is available to pay your physician for the services that you may need. Is this the government that the framers gave us? Or is this, as you say, Alex, so nicely, the breaking point? Is this the point beyond which they cannot go? Now, that leads us to the constitutional challenges. To me, the violation of privacy and the order that all Americans shall purchase something, whether they want it, need it, can afford it, already have it or not, purchase something that the government approves of, are the two most obvious unconstitutional aspects of this. There are many others. It's against the Constitution for the Congress to tell a state legislature how it must legislate and how it must spend. That's called commandeering the legislature. That's been prohibited for many years, but the Congress does it and gets away with it anyway. But
Hold on. That's another key point you just rattled off, is that and we've heard the state legislatures and governors and attorney generals talk about this, and it's in the bill, that it in some cases doubles the amount of money that states must levy to give to Medicare and Medicaid.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Now, normally, when the Congress wants to control a state legislature, it bribes it. So, for example, did you ever wonder why speed limits are the same all around the country? Did you ever wonder why the blood alcohol content in a person's veins sufficient to charge them for drunk driving is the same in every state? Did all 50 states just magically adopt the same standards? No. The Congress adopted the standards, was told by its lawyers these standards wouldn't fly because the Constitution doesn't authorize the Congress to do this. So the Congress went to the states and said, here's hundreds of millions of dollars to repave your highways. But if you accept this money, you have to legislate about speed limits and blood alcohol content as we want. That's a bribe. If you or I, Alex, or anybody listening to us now went to a state legislature and said, here's cash, now write the law the way I want it, we would be arrested, and rightly so, for attempted bribery. In this case, with this health care legislation, there is no bribe. There is an outright command from the Congress to the state legislatures. You shall license more physicians. You shall spend more money. When the Congress does that, that's called commandeering a state legislature, and the Supreme Court in the past 15 years has twice prohibited the Congress from doing that. So that's another unconstitutional aspect of this. It invades an area of state sovereignty, the regulation of the medical profession, reserved to the states.
So we're right back to the Declaration of Independence, where they talk about unelected governors coming in and overriding the legislatures, commanding them, taxation without representation. The Democrats know this is all illegal, and I guess that's why Limbaugh and others are openly saying they may try martial law. Now they want to take over the internet with cybersecurity. We'll talk about it all straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here's three promises from OVLG on how you can become debt-free. Promise number one, OVLG will stop creditor and collection agency abuse. Promise number two, OVLG will refund fees collected if we fail to deliver savings. Promise number three, OVLG will not shoehorn you into a cookie-cutter debt-free plan. Who is OVLG? OVLG is Oakview Law Group, a law firm that can lower your monthly payments, reduce interest rates, eliminate collection calls, waive late fees, help you avoid bankruptcy, and become debt-free. Call OVLG today. 800-871-OVLG. Oakview Law Group will enforce provisions of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and bankruptcy laws at a reasonable and fair cost. And remember, if we fail to deliver the savings, we will refund the fees we have collected. Promises you can depend on are yours at OVLG.com. That's OVLG.com or call toll-free 800-871-OVLG. 800-871-OVLG. Oakview Law Group, a BBVA-rated business where clients come first.
Scores of new taxes, 16,500 plus IRS agents. They decide what type of medical care you're allowed to have under insurance. They then tax your medical savings accounts. It forces the working poor to go out and get insurance. It lowers the quality of the standards. Judge Andrew Napolitano is our guest. Judge, you're right when you make the point, this is the mad rush. And now that they've already done something this unpopular and committed political suicide,
right,
Gary's saying, hey, we got to go ahead and pass the carbon tax. We got to go ahead and pass blanket total amnesty. We've got to go ahead and pass cybersecurity, which even the Associated Press says allows Obama to completely shut the web off if he so chooses. They want to pass the new enemy belligerence act that says for any intelligence value or such other matters as the president considers, you may be secretly arrested and interrogated and held. I mean, they and Lindsey Graham is arguing for similar legislation.
Do you know how hideous that piece of legislation it is? It actually says the only way you can get out of military confinement and even appear before a judge, Alex, is if the House and Senate Intelligence Committees vote to let you out. What a perversion of our system of justice that instead of having judges say to the government, thou shalt not violate the right of any person, because the Constitution protects persons, not just good persons and not just Americans, but all persons, they would have themselves, politicians, assume the judicial role and decide who can get away from the waterboarding and into a federal prison instead.
This is an orgy of power grabbing.
Yes, it is.
By the executive and the legislative. And again, I hear all these neocons on radio and TV saying, oh, we don't want to let Al-Qaeda go. But the point is, we know that all of this is written and we have the Homeland Security internal documents. This whole thing is designed and pointed at returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. This is for the American people.
You know, when Janet, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Janet, what's her name, announced that the most dangerous people on the planet were the groups you just indicated. Right-to-lifers, people who believe in the Second Amendment, returning veterans from the wars, people who think taxes are too high and the government is too onerous. I got in an argument on air with one of my Fox colleagues who said to me, well, she knows that you are in favor of Second Amendment rights, and she knows you're pro-life, and she knows you're against the IRS, but how does she know that everybody else feels that way? I said, because she can capture, her agents can capture every keystroke on your computer. How can she do that? He says, because she has the power under the Patriot Act, which you, I won't tell you which Fox colleague this was, but you can probably guess, which you supported when your guy, George W. Bush, was in the White House. Now it's in the hands of those who would use this power against you. What are you, crazy? Don't you realize liberty, once given up and put in the hands of the government as power, never comes back? When will they learn? When will they learn, Alex? The Patriot Act wasn't enough for them to learn from. Now it's being used on them, the neocons themselves, this monstrosity from McCain and Lindsey Graham, where they can lock up any American they want and waterboard the person until the legislature says to stop. This is not America.
This is not America. Let's talk about the heart and soul of the Republican Party. The leadership predominantly are, as you said, just the other wing of the big government party. They're the twins.
Right.
And
I'll
everywhere.
If George W. Bush had proposed Obamacare, the Republicans that are screaming the loudest now would be supporting it. That's what I think of their fidelity to the Constitution, to the primacy of the individual, and to the free market. To them, it's just a game of R versus D. It has nothing to do with the natural law or human liberty. I'm sorry for interrupting you. I wanted to get that in because
it infuriates me.
Republicans
agree.
Claim to be pure here. They're no more pure than the other side. They just happen to be in the minority, so it's convenient and comfortable for them to oppose this monstrosity.
Well, I agree with you. Let me then pose the question this way for you. We've seen top Republican strategists come out against Rand Paul and say they've got to defeat them. They're now allowing the head election official who's running against Rand Paul in the Republican Party to not recuse himself but run the election that he himself is running in.
Correct.
The Associated Press. So I want to get your take on that. We have all these other Republican strategists demonizing the Tea Parties, demonizing the birthers. We know his name's Barry Sitaro. We know he gave up his citizenship and became an Indonesian, regardless of what happened in Kenya, and where there's smoke, there's fire. We know that the mainline blue blood leadership is attempting to demonize and shut down debate and stop the American people from using the Republican Party to take our country back. What are your expert recommendations? Because those were, I mean, absolutely spot on earlier on what the state should do with Obamacare. What is your recommendation for the American people to not just let the Republicans play the part of opposition and then get in power and basically go along with all this?
I think the American people should vote out of office and aggressively hound out of office, lawfully, obviously, not only everyone who voted for Obamacare, but everyone who voted for TARP, proposed by George W. Bush, everyone who voted for the first two stimuluses that we've had in the past 4 years, which came from George W. Bush, everyone who voted for the Patriot Act, which came from George W. Bush, everyone who voted for any tax increase. Now, that would be about 93% to 94% of the Congress. These people's voting records must be revealed. The collusion of Rand Paul being forced to run against the guy who was in charge of counting the ballots, even Joe Stalin wouldn't have been so bold as to do that. He would have put a crony in to count the ballots. But in Kentucky, the Republicans are forcing Rand Paul to run against the guy who will decide who wins the election. The American public cannot put up with that. They need to file lawsuits. They need to listen to you. They need to listen to what I attempt to do at Fox. They need to educate themselves. They need to know what their rights are. And they cannot take this sitting down. Now, Alex, you know I have been privileged to be the keynote speaker at many of these Tea Parties. These folks are not going away. They are not going to be co-opted by the Republicans. They are as much a threat to the Republican leadership, thank God, as they are to the Democratic leadership, because they understand that the Constitution was written to keep the government off the people's backs, not to find sneaky ways for the government to do it and get away with it.
Let's expand into Rand Paul, Ron Paul's son. I mean, sure. In many polls, he's 10 points ahead.
Right.
He's a shoo-in to win. And this illustrates, and the Republican leadership admits this, this isn't just an anti-Democrat incumbency. This is an anti-incumbent, period. And the guy he's running against is getting all this AIG banker money. He's a globalist. And then meanwhile, he's going to run the election. And I talked to Rand Paul's people 2 days ago, and they talked about, they went to the commission and they said unanimously, no, he can run your election. But then we looked at past rulings in other states. They've always said someone has to recuse themselves if they're the state's head election official and are running. I mean, again, it just shows how every form of common sense and checks and balances are being removed. And when you have a real constitutionalist running for an office, in come the Republican Party to try to destroy them.
They fear someone like Rand Paul just as much as they fear his father, Ron Paul, because of their utter fidelity to the Constitution and to the natural law and to the belief that the individual is greater than the government. Even in my home state of New Jersey, notorious for corruptions and political prosecutions, it is against the law for the collector of the ballots to be on the ballot when he's collecting them. It's almost inconceivable that this could be happening in Kentucky right underneath our noses and the courts won't interfere with it. Listen, I think that Rand Paul will win the primary and will win the election and will be an unbelievable asset in the United States Senate in spite of this. I can't advise him as to whether or not he should file a lawsuit. Candidly, I don't think he needs to do so. But there is a general principle of law that if the government's behavior appears to be in a conflict, then the person that is creating the appearance of a conflict should step back. This guy can run against Rand Paul, or this guy can count the votes in the election that Rand Paul is running in. But nobody in their right mind would say that he could do both at the same time and be absolutely honest. That's too much of a temptation for a human being to have to endure and for the electorate to have to abide by.
Well, I mean, you've got all the election officials under him that are being promised jobs in the U.S. Senate.
Absolutely. They're all political appointees, Alex. So he can take them to, well, he's not going to go to the Senate, but he can promise to take them to the Senate with him. So will they look the other way when a group of absentee ballots suddenly disappears into the river or suddenly shows up in somebody's trunk? This will force Dr. Paul, Rand Paul, to hire more poll watchers, to hire more people to watch the government, because the government cannot be trusted to run an honest election, because the guy running the election is running against Rand Paul. This is just absurd.
Well, I mean, if this precedent gets set, this new corrupt precedent, pretty soon the only people that can get elected anywhere will be the head of elections. Suddenly, that'll be the only person that can run and win, and then they'll become kings, and their kids will be the only ones that can win.
Sort of like Alexander Hamilton when he wanted George Washington to be a king. You know what I think will happen? Rand Paul wins by such a large number that all of their sneaking and trickery will not be enough to affect the outcome. And this collector of ballots who also wants to be on the Senate will be relegated to the dustbin of history where he belongs.
Well, we're already running out of time. It's always amazing having him. We got 15 minutes left here. I want to get into the book, Lies the Government Told You. But first, specifically, the Democrats and Lindsey Graham, the Republicans, they all know that carbon dioxide isn't bad. They all know that China isn't going to make the cuts. They all know that this will be industrial suicide. And we have all these big environmentalists saying they want to destroy our economy. Why does government want to destroy the economy?
Government wants to control us because of what St. Augustine called libido dominandi. Look, we all know about certain types of libido. This is a lust for power. Before the Civil War, we sent people to our state houses and to Congress who were interested in liberty, who were concerned with confining the government, with assuring that it did not interfere with our natural rights, with our civil liberties, and with our property rights. Since the Civil War, we have sent people to the government. By and large, there are exceptions both before the Civil War and afterwards. But by and large, people who are not interested in liberty, but people who are interested in power, power for its own sake, power in and of itself, power to control other people. Government attracts those who lust for power. Ron Paul and Rand Paul and Ron Paul's colleagues in the House, and if there are any in the Senate, I'm unaware of them, are the exception to the rule. But for the most part, this is the type of human being that the government attracts. And this type of illicit aggregation of power gets worse and worse and worse, because when they get power, they hand it off to their successors, just like Mike Chertoff handed it off to Janet Napolitano. And I know what you're thinking. The answer is no. We are not related. This happens generation after generation after generation. That's why I am not optimistic about our future, because it will take a generation of Drs. Paul to change this, to stop it, to reverse it.
Well, that's what G. Edward Griffin and others have said, though. We have to have the long view of history. We're not going to beat these people overnight. We've got to do everything we can and start resisting now just to slow it down and then stop it and then start reversing it. But the good news is this has really opened people's eyes up. The carbon taxes, the open borders, the takeover of the health care bill, the fact that it is just pure robbery, not even, you know, benevolent socialism, which is an oxymoron.
Right.
Do you agree, though, that the battle lines are now drawn and that the awakening is exploding?
I do, and I believe that the great mass of independent voters are on the side of liberty in this. I believe that the average man and woman who accepted the government for what it was now fear it and now need to understand that they can change it. When I told a crowd in Florida the other night that we have the power to abolish the IRS, the place went wild with enthusiasm. And a couple people said to me, I didn't know that. I thought it was in the Constitution. I thought we had to have income taxes. We have the power, if we work hard enough and educate ourselves, to throw the yoke of tyranny off of us.
That okay, means... Judge, I'm going to give you the floor for the last 12 minutes, and we're going to skip this network break coming up. I'm going to sit back, and I want you to give us a speech, a rant, cover the book, any issues you want to cover, and I'll say bye to you, because I always get so intrigued and I want to back up what you're saying. I'm always adding things. I want at the end of the interview, shut up. But before we do that, I want to encourage viewers to support this radio show and to support our films. We have two new films coming out in the middle of April. Order them at InfoWars.com, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. You'll also see them premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality. But go buy the DVDs, make copies, give them to everyone you know, because one of the most effective things that we have ever done is these films, and this unlocks people's minds. It shows them the predatory nature of this global elite. Please go to InfoWars.com, purchase the books, the videos, the materials, because they're key tools to wake your friends and family up, and it supports this broadcast. Now, the only caveat or proviso, and I'm going to sit back and shut up, Judge, is before you get into the book and taxes and the nature of slavery and bondage and what we're truly going under, global government is openly being announced. Why do you think they're finally admitting that, okay, it's a world government, it's going to be run by banks, and what is the nature of this world government from your research, and then tie that in to the overarching system of why they want a global government so no one can run and flee and set up societies that are free, because then that competes with the collectivist and outshines them in every case. So speak to that, and then you've got the floor in the last 11 minutes on any issue you want to cover.
Oh, you are so kind and so generous to me, Alex, and I'm deeply grateful to be here. Look, I'm just a simple night watchman that's employed by Fox. My job is to watch the government in the nighttime when it doesn't think that people are watching it and doesn't want people to look at it, to see what it is doing to steal our freedom and to steal our property. The one world government has been around since the progressive era. And you're right, Alex, these people are enormously patient. Obviously, the people who came up with this concept are no longer with us, but their successors are. They are wealthier, they are more sophisticated, and they are just as committed as their predecessors were. They simply want control. They want power for the joy of exercising power in and of itself. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. They don't want to have to answer to voters. They don't want to have to answer to a constitution that limits their behavior. They want to be able to take whatever property they can, whether they call it eminent domain, whatever they want to call the process by which they take it. They want to protect us cradle to grave so that we are totally dependent upon them for everything, so they can decide who will be in their group and who won't. If you read George Orwell's 1984, he was just off by a couple of years. But almost everything that was in there was predicted, and we see it now. The use of law to assault liberty and to steal property. Do you remember, Alex, studying basic American history? The King of England had ingenious ways to tax us. The last straw was the Stamp Act. It required that every colonist have on every piece of paper in his or her home a stamp. Every book, every bank draft, every mortgage, every lease, every deed, every pamphlet, even a poster that was going to be nailed to a tree had to have the king's stamp on it. Imagine having to go, we have enough difficulties with the post office as it is, you had to go to a foreign post office in the colonies and buy the king's stamp. Question, how did the government know if you had the king's stamp on every piece of paper in your house? Answer, the Parliament enacted the Townshend Acts, which permitted British soldiers to write their own search warrants, and thus they would show up at your home and hand you a piece of paper on which they had purported to authorize themselves to enter your home, ostensibly to look for the stamps. Of course, they would confiscate alcohol, they would confiscate furniture which you couldn't demonstrate you had paid taxes on, they would even sometimes kick you out of the house and take it over for days or weeks or months. We fought a revolution. We won the revolution. We wrote a constitution. We added the Fourth Amendment to that constitution, which next to the right to life is the greatest right there is, the right to be left alone. And it says the government can't come onto your property and can't seize what you have and can't intrude into your privacy unless it goes to a judge and demonstrates to a neutral judge that it is more likely than not that you are committing crime. Fast forward 200 years to the Patriot Act. What does the Patriot Act do? It allows federal agents to write their own search warrants. We have elected a government that has done the very same thing to us, which was the last straw when we broke away from an island 3,000 miles away that was regulating us as if we were chattel and as if we were slaves to them. When Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence the words that every schoolchild knows, Alex, by heart, all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and that among these is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, he wedded the American soul to the idea of the natural law, that our rights come from nature, from our humanity, that we are created in the image and likeness of God, and as he is perfectly free, he has given us the gift of perfect freedom. In Philadelphia in 1787, when they argued all summer about how the government should look and what the Constitution should be, they began with an argument about what is the source of our rights. And Alexander Hamilton, the big government guy of the day, the guy who said debt was good, even in 1787, argued that without the government there can be no rights, and the same government that gives rights can take them away. Madison refuted him toe-to-toe, point-to-point, and said our rights come from our humanity. Madison won. Read the First Amendment. It doesn't say Congress shall grant freedom of speech. It says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. Why do I emphasize the word the? Because the framers recognized that freedom of speech preexisted the government, preexisted the country, came by virtue of our birth. And the purpose of the First Amendment was to assure that Congress, and ultimately the president, and eventually the courts, and one day the states, could not interfere with the basic freedoms. The right to think as you wish, the right to say what you think, the right to publish what you say, the right to worship or not to worship, the right to come and go as you see fit, the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances, the right to defend yourself, Alex, by any technologically advanced means that are available at any given time, which includes the right to shoot at the government when it is taken over by tyrants. And then, of course, the right to be left alone in the Fourth Amendment. All of these rights are natural to us. And every person in the government takes an oath to uphold the Constitution, meaning upholding the inviolability of these rights. But in my years on the bench, and I write about this in the book, every time the government was in front of me, Alex, it wasn't to enforce the Constitution. It wasn't to protect someone's rights. It was to find some sneaky or ingenious way to get around the Constitution, but claim that they were enforcing it. Now, my new book, and I'm very happy to tell you that as of a few minutes ago, it's number 13 on the New York Times bestseller list. That doesn't mean the Times approves of the book, hardly. It means that the most public counter of book sales is ranking me number 13, which is very good because then it gets published in that list. And a lot of folks that don't watch Fox or listen to Alex Jones or don't know me will be exposed to the book. The book posits the following. Why do we expect that the government will lie? Why do we know that the government lies and do nothing about it? Would Lyndon Johnson have beaten Barry Goldwater in 64 if we knew that he was secretly planning to invade North Vietnam as he accused Goldwater of doing? Would FDR have been elected in 44, reelected in 44, if the public had known that he caused Pearl Harbor because he needed an excuse to enter World War II? Would George W. Bush have been reelected in 2004 if people knew that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and that he knew it and ought to have known it, that he was torturing people and lying about it, that he was listening to people's phone calls and capturing their computer strokes, all in violation of federal law? That's what the book challenges Americans, Alex, to be aware of, to recognize, to reject, and to correct. My dear friend, I've enjoyed all my time with you.
And in closing, why do we put up with the lying? Why have we gotten to a point where it's just accepted they lie? But then that 20% that supports the government health bill still believe they're getting something free, and the system is going for broke because they passed the point of no return. They have committed so many crimes. They're so lawless. They've stolen so much. They know the country's going bankrupt. Bloomberg reports the feds are openly getting ready to take pension funds to fund their operations and to fund the banks. They have decided to go all the way, just like Hitler or Stalin or Mao. And it's time for the public to wake up. I mean, you mentioned the Stamp Act. Here is New Jersey CBS Television, CBS TV, WCBS. Cops in New Jersey town giving keys to homes, and the cops are saying, we're putting keys on all your doors, and that we are now going to go into your house to make sure you're safe. And now they have zoning laws in Illinois and other places where people wake up and they do inspections without asking to see how many toothbrushes you have to make sure that you don't have more people in your house than you're zoned for. It is incredible. Judge Andrew Napolitano, I want to really thank you for joining us and spending time with us. Fire out your website.
Judge Knapp at FoxNews.com. Alex, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for letting me share these airwaves with your wonderful listeners.
We appreciate you never compromising and being a true constitutionalist. God bless and Godspeed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.